80-foot scissor-tailed flycatcher attempts to snare a 7-foot fly. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Oklahoma City Community College Theater, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, Mark Jamario on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, it's all the Oklahoma City news that isn't, Oscar-winning producer Gray Fredrickson, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose place at the lake has wheels, it's Michael Feldman.
My place at the lake has wheels?
I guess so.
Yeah. Is that good? Or is that just typical? Because I'm more or less typical. Well, thank you. Great to be here at OCCC in the beautiful Visual and Performing Arts Center. That's what I'm talking about. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, ladies and gentlemen. Great to be here. Beautiful day, beautiful city, beautiful crowd. Very lovely. Oh, what did you say? Did you say thank you? Or were you agreeing? Or are you going, pshaw? Well, in all the news that isn't around here, the man who drove in the Ten Commandments at the state capitol says a says a 7-foot Satan made him do it. The urination was his idea, but the rest was Satan. The ACLU is staying out of this one. Gotta walk a fine line, you know. Hobby Lobby was there within minutes with a hot glue gun. Within minutes. They were there within seconds. Actually, well, there was some relief when the suspect turned out not to be Bob Stoops. He's been under a lot of pressure, you know, so... worth keeping in mind, of course, that Moses was the last one to smash the Ten Commandments, so there is precedent for this kind of behavior. Not as bad as it was feared. The Ten Commandments are now down to 2 5s and change. And the only one they lost appears to be the coveting your neighbor's wife one, so there is some wiggle room on that temporarily, so we'll get that glued up. Governor Fullen says the Ten Commandments will be restored with amendments. And there's nothing Ed Kennedy can do about it. And also it'll be attached to the 10 naming rights. That'd be good, naming rights for the Ten Commandments. I think that's the next big thing. There was some collateral damage, though, to the 7-foot Satan. There's now 2 3.5-foot Satans. Little mini Satans. Still nettlesome, but there are many states. In non-historical monument news that isn't, same-sex Sooners rush to county courthouses to state claims. See, now that wouldn't get applause everywhere, I'm betting, is what I think, you know, in a lot of venues. But thank you for that, and thanks for that. Representative Mike Turner's bill to ban all marriage fails to stem the tide. Despite having some merit, I gotta say. Same-sex couples seem to have no need for the marriage initiative program because they've got a lot of initiatives. So that's a good thing. Speaking of which, thanks to the hams, Oklahoma will surpass New York in divorce settlements. $8 billion seems fair for living with Harold Hamm, I think. I'd ask a little more, I think, maybe 10, 12. $8 billion, of course, plus remedial marriage course, that's $42. Okay. Anyway, then there's the Lawton woman. You probably read about it, I'm sure you did. Lawton woman who said her husband, Jesus, would pay her bar bill when he got back. She was arrested when there was no second coming, of course. Husband never did show up. The East Side Christian Church's beer and hymns night has been canceled after hymns descend into "What'll We Do with a Drunken Pastor?" Everybody, what do we? No, let's not get started. Down that road, there lies damnation. Thunder guard Anthony Morrow is now out with MCL sprain, so the starting three will have their work cut out against Portland. Starting three, I say. The good news, of course, is Kevin Durant will be rested for the postseason. The bad news is there will be no postseason. Come see, come saw. God, I had them eating out of my hand for just a minute, and now that's over. So the Oklahoma Distant Thunder. But anyway, so now the best player in basketball is now the best player in underwear, Nikes, Sprint, Southern Cuisine, Orange Leaf, HBO Sports, Panini, Kind Health Snacks, Sparkling Ice, and Skull Candy. So we have something to fall back on. That's the good news. But just broke his foot just to take care of business is what I'm thinking, Kevin Durant. OSU's Pistol Pete is gunning for New Mexico State's Pistol Pete, his mirror image. And there's a joke in that somewhere, but if you find it, let me know. I don't know. It is kind of odd, though. They took the image and they just simply reversed it, you know. Without Photoshop in those days, it must have been hard to do. It took a lot of time. And they've been using it all these years, but just they noticed just now, I guess. Okay. The Pride. Let's talk about the Pride here for a moment. Oh, you, the marching band. The Pride. The Pride is back. The Pride is back. Yes. The Pride, they marched off the field right into the president's office. That's a lot of pride, if you ask me. It takes pride to do that. Demanded to be heard, which is a little tough given the clamor. You know, First Amendment rights, you can't hear them, you know, over all the clamor of a band. But they did get the former Badger band director fired. Apparently On Wisconsin didn't do it for them. Works for us, I don't know, so I apologize for us. The Oklahoma Pot Initiative falls short, but the pot liquor will be on the ballot. yeah, I know. Couldn't pass it up, though. Thanks largely to the mayor's efforts, Oklahoma obesity seems to have topped off. Yes, Oklahoma, the city, you know, Oklahoma City, goes from 50 out of 50 to 48 out of 50. That's not bad in a short time. Of course, who do they squeeze past? Memphis and Louisville. With their meat and threes and their potato chip sandwiches, you know, their fried pickles. So the worst is over. The camel is just about through the needle. We got, you know, the nose. Oklahoma aerobics, of course, is responsible for a lot of this change. You know, Oklahoma aerobics, that's where you roll down the window before spitting. Okay, anyhow. The unintended result of the Supreme Court ruling, a Sooner can now marry a Longhorn. It's legal, but not advisable, I guess, is what I'm saying. Was that friendly? Was that friendly fire? Could you say that again? I didn't quite get that. Oh, okay. Okay. I guess I did get it. Well, I got it now. Thank you. Due to the California drought, a lot of the Dust Bowl Okies are streaming back home, so watch for them. Some people you know are coming back and going to want their place back. And finally, and I mean that, it looks like the massive GOP majorities in the Oklahoma legislature will continue after the election, so Democrats are going to seek reservation status. That's it. All the news, that is it, from Oklahoma. And thank you for having us here. I'm sorry for anything I might have said. Well, might have said, I did say it.